Welcome back, it's Destiny. Today we are continuing on with Chapter 7 of Bella and the Wandering House by Meg McKinley. Oh no, not again! The sound of Mom and Dad yelling floated up the stairs. The sun was on Bella's face, but it was not the gentle light that usually filtered through her window. This was blinding light. So bright that it almost hurt. It angled sharply into her eyes like it was bouncing off something. It reminded Bella of their times on the boat when Grandma would come at her all day with hats and sunscreen. "The sun reflects off the water," she would say. "You can't be too careful." Bella sighed. Water. So they were at the lake again? If they were, this must be a different spot than yesterday. It had been so shady there, surrounded by all of those scraggly trees. She went over to the window, holding up a hand to shield against the glare, and then she stared, because this was not the lake. This was nowhere that she had seen before. They were perched high on the edge of an enormous dam. Below, steep walls curved down toward the water, like the edges of a giant bowl. The land around them was hilly and carpeted with low, scrubby bushes. Nearby, a dirt road snaked away toward the left. Beyond that were more roads, cars crawling along them like ants. They were all headed in the same direction, toward a place where the trees gave way to houses and a cluster of gray buildings. At their center stood straight and tall, like rocket ships aiming at the sky. The city? All the way over there? Bella stared. They were in the hills, on the very edge of the city, and their house... No, she corrected herself. Their house was here. But their yard was all the way on the other side, miles away. An hour or more, probably. And that was in a car, which they didn't have. Downstairs, Mom and Dad were wild-eyed. "How am I going to get to work? I have a meeting this morning." Bella stared out the window. "I think I can see the railway line. Maybe you could ride your bike there and..." Dad shook his head. "That'll take too long. I'll call a taxi." He picked up the phone and then frowned. "The line's dead. I'll have to use the mobile." While he was talking, Bella got ready. Muesli with banana. Lunchbox. Oh, it was Wednesday. Library bag. And sports uniform. She ran back up to her room. The bag was on its peg by the door. But where was her sports gear? It wasn't in her drawers, or on the back of her chair, or even in a crumpled pile on the floor where she sometimes left it accidentally. She hadn't done that this time, though. She was sure that she had put it in the basket. Of course, it would be in the laundry, in the ironing pile Mum never quite reached the bottom of. Bella looped her library bag over her shoulders and hurried downstairs. Dad was on the phone, exasperation in his voice. "There isn't really an address. It's the big dam in the hills. A wooden house with a number 6, he sighed. "I told you there's no street name, just a number. But it's the only house here. You can't miss it." In the laundry, Bella flicked through the pile all the way to the bottom. She found a t-shirt that she's been missing since last year, but no sports uniform. "Mom," she called out, "have you seen my sports stuff?" Footsteps came down the hall. Mom appeared in the doorway. "It should be there somewhere, unless it's..." Oh. She stared past Bella out the window. "I left it on the line." Bella followed Mom's gaze. There should have been a yard out there. A yard with a washing line, where a sports uniform hung, flapping in the breeze. Instead, there were trees and dirt and a big, muddy dam. Mum sighed. "I guess I'll have to write you a note." Bella supposed that that would have to do. At least she wouldn't get into trouble, even if she did have to sit under a tree keeping score while everyone else played kickball. She did wonder what Mom would write, though. Washing line too far away? Couldn't find yard? And what if the house didn't go home tonight? It was so far this time. Would they even be able to go back and get the car? And the washing and all the other things that were stuck there? And what about the things that they couldn't get? Like her cubby house and the trampoline? Bella pictured them in the yard, all huddled around a big, empty space where the house should be. It had only been for one night, but now it was two. What if it was three, and then four, and then a week, and then... It couldn't be, could it? But what if it was? What if the house never went home again? All right, chapter 8. I hope that you are enjoying this story as much as I am. We are a little more than halfway through it, so hopefully we will get to find out what is going to happen with her house. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye! Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I created a Gmail account so that you could send me emails. I would love to hear where you're listening from. Anything that you would like to tell me, I'm open to reading your emails about it. And also, if you have any book recommendations, I would love to hear them. I'm going to let you know what it is right now. Are you ready? It's the title of the podcast, Beloved Children's Books at gmail.com. Again, Beloved Children's Books at gmail.com. I hope to hear from you soon.